From Washington, this is VOA News. President Donald Trump, in a defiant speech in West Virginia Thursday night, called stories about his campaign's alleged ties to Russia a total fabrication that makes his political opponents feel better about themselves after having lost a last year's election.
The Russia story is a total fabrication. It's just an excuse for the greatest loss in the history of American politics. That's all it is.
In the election, President Trump won the Electoral College, though he lost the popular vote. All this comes as the Wall Street Journal reported that special counsel Robert Mueller has seated a grand jury, significantly stepping up the probe into Russian interference in the election.
It increases the power of these prosecutors. Instead of asking people to provide testimony, they can demand testimony under penalty of perjury and under risk of contempt of court. And with respect to documents, instead of asking people for documents, they can demand documents.
John Hastings is a professor of law at the Hastings School of Law. Reuters reports the grand jury has already issued subpoenas in connection with the June 2016 meeting involving a Russian lawyer, Donald Trump Jr., and other top campaign officials. Additionally, CNN is reporting that Mueller's investigation is expanding to examine possible financial crimes. Police in Australia say two brothers are facing terrorism charges for their alleged attempt to place a bomb on board a plane out of Sydney last month in a plot directed by the Islamic State group. A third man remains in custody, while a fourth was released without charges. From Washington, this is VOA.